We went on the roads of New York.
We went on the roads of New York in Nissan's new plug-in electric vehicle, the Leaf.
The Leaf. And this is not a hybrid. This is totally plug-in.
100% electric. And you drove.
I drove it.
So if you want to get in the passenger seat, if you've been you've listened to Ira in the car all these years, and now you can actually be in the car with Ira.
Yeah. Flora took our cameras out onto the streets of New York and drove around Central Park. Up and around, and in the Nissan Leaf, and I own a Prius, everybody knows that, and I tried to compare it.
Yeah, so
that.
What did you think, actually?
I thought it was quite nice. I mean, it handled very well, it was quiet, and if you want to see that our little trip around, you can go to sciencefriday.com where your video is up there.
So how did the acceleration feel to you? I think people are sort of worried that electric cars aren't going to be as powerful, or maybe they won't feel as sturdy.
You know, electric motors accelerate, I think, faster than gasoline engines.
Really?
I've even said it in the video. I made the mistake of saying I step on the gas. Well, there is no gas.
Yeah, it's true, though. There's going to have to be a switch, right?
We have to find a different word. I step on the pedal. Step on the electrons. and there's immediate acceleration. You know, we who use subways and live on subways, we always feel that, you know, whoa, it's moving very quickly, immediately. That's what happens. But this is very smooth. It's very sturdy. And I thought it was, you know, a great ride.
And the quietness was really noticeable. It's funny, you know, doing video every week, I hear the background noise. And in this car, you heard nothing. You turned on the car and you couldn't hear any difference.
No, the car is sitting there and you say, well, turn it on. And you push the button. It's on.
You just can't hear that.
You can't hear it. And people were worried. I know that people you talk to saying, well, should they put an artificial engine sound in it so on the streets people will hear you coming? Well, you know, in New York, it doesn't matter how much noise you would put in that car.
You know, it would be very loud to be heard over everything else.
Yeah, but what's interesting is you know, you, as you're showing the video, there are plugs. You just plug it in, and it charges. It could charge rapidly or overnight.
Well, that was one of the things that I thought was really interesting about the car is showing the sort. It's really like an outlet just
right
in the front of the grill, and they're the two sizes, and one is the, I think it's 240 volts. It's like your electric dryer is mm-hmm what Mark Perry, who's the product manager, described it as. And it charges up really fast. 80% of the charge in 30 minutes if you have this sort of special.
That special charger. And for people who are going to have these, and I know there are 30 of them, he was telling me, that are running around in test phases, you could have a special built into your garage, a special rapid charger.
Segment 1.
We went on the roads of New York.
We went on the roads of New York in Nissan's new plug-in electric vehicle, the Leaf.
The Leaf. And this is not a hybrid. This is totally plug-in.
100% electric. And you drove.
I drove it.
So if you want to get in the passenger seat, if you've been you've listened to Ira in the car all these years, and now you can actually be in the car with Ira.
Yeah. Flora took our cameras out onto the streets of New York and drove around Central Park. Up and around, and in the Nissan Leaf, and I own a Prius, everybody knows that, and I tried to compare it.
Yeah, so
that.
What did you think?
Segment 2.
I thought it was quite nice. I mean, it handled very well, it was quiet, and if you want to see our little trip around, you can go to sciencefriday.com where your video is up there.
So how did the acceleration feel to you? I think people are sort of worried that electric cars aren't going to be as powerful, or maybe they won't feel as sturdy.
You know, electric motors accelerate, I think, faster than gasoline engines.
Really?
I've even said it in the video. I made the mistake of saying I step on the gas. Well, there is no gas.
Yeah, it's true, though. There's going to have to be a switch, right?
We have to find a different word. I step on the pedal. Step on the electrons. and there's immediate acceleration. You know, we who use subways and live on subways, we always feel that, you know, whoa, it's moving very quickly, immediately. That's what happens. But this is very smooth. It's very sturdy. And I thought it was, you know, a great ride.
Segment 3.
And the quietness was really noticeable. It's funny, you know, doing video every week, I hear the background noise, and in this car, you heard nothing. You turned on the car, and you couldn't hear any difference.
No, the car is sitting there, and you say, well, turn it on, and you push the button. It's on.
You just can't hear that.
You can't hear it. And people were worried. I know that people you talk to saying, well, should they put an artificial engine sound in it so on the streets, people will hear you coming. Well, you know, in New York, it doesn't matter whether how much noise you would put in that car.
You know, it would be very loud to be heard over everything else.
Yeah, but what's interesting is you know, you, as you're showing the video, there are plugs. You just plug it in, and it charges. It could charge rapidly or overnight.
Segment 4.
What, that was one of the things that I thought was really interesting about the car is showing the sort of, it's really like an outlet just in the front of the grill. And there are the two sizes, and one is the, I think it's 240 volts. It's like your electric dryer is what Mark Perry, who's the product manager, described it as. And it charges up really fast. 80% of the charge in 30 minutes if you have this sort of special...
That special charger. And for people who are going to have these, and I know there are 30 of them, he was telling me, that are running around in test phases, you could have a special built into your garage, a special rapid charger.